Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Wolfgang von Goethe, the 28th of August, 1749. Goethe established himself in almost every sphere of intellectual activity. Philosophy, theater, lyric poetry, science, art, and of course his Faust and works such as The Sorrows of Young Werther and Wilhelm Meister, the last which inspired deeply introspective songs by Hugo Wolf, our focus tonight. These songs are not really hummable, but rather a deep musical, psychological probing of the characters. To understand the personalities of the two characters we'll talk about, I'll tell you some of the story of Wilhelm Meister. Wilhelm has attached himself to a group of actors, and he is helping in the programming of a performance of Hamlet, which is costing the cast a great deal of effort. We won't hear him sing, but rather sung too. Wilhelm encounters Mignon in a rope dancing troupe and rescues her, after which she falls in with the group of actors with whom Wilhelm is working. Mignon has been kidnapped from Italy at an early age. Here's how Goethe describes her. Her whole appearance and the mystery that surrounded her completely absorbed Wilhelm. He thought she was probably 12 or 13 years old. Her features were not regular, but striking. Her forehead seemed to veil some secret. Her nose was unusually beautiful. Her mouth had a certain winsome charm about it. Unquote, Goethe. At this point in the story, we find Mignon dressed as an angel, who has been chosen to distribute presents to a group of children. She's wearing a long, thin white dress with a girdle of gold around her chest and a golden crown in her hair. And so this miraculous vision appeared. All the children began to withdraw, but then finally shouted, "It's Mignon!" "Here are your presents," she said, handing them a basket. They gathered around her, gazed, touched her, and then one of them asked, "Are you an angel?" "I wish I were," Mignon replied. She took up her zither, climbed up on a desk, and sang with unbelievable grace and appeal this following song that Hugo Wolf set as "So lasst mich scheinen." Let me seem to be an angel until I become one. The final words are, "I have felt enough pain. I grew old with grief before my time. Now let me be forever young." You can find the original Goethe words and translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Oh.
That was Hugo Wolf's setting of the Goethe poem, So lasst mich scheinen, let me seem to be an angel until I become one, performed by soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with Gerald Moore piano in that classic 1957 recording. On this Singing and Other Sins Goethe birthday celebration, we're hearing poems from Goethe's Wilhelm Meister, set by Hugo Wolf. We'll hear this song again in a modern recording. This is the point at which Mignon, dressed as an angel, hopes to become one so that she can live forever. You'll hear that there's a deeply tragic feeling to the song. Mignon is to die young. Grace and grief and childlike gravity combine to make this an unforgettable song.
Ich hab
a beautiful, touching rendition of Wolf's Goethe song, So lasst mich scheinen, let me seem to be an angel until I become one, sung by Christiane O. Else, soprano, with Eric Schneider, piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, the Goethe Birthday Celebration. Let's hear from the old man in the troupe of actors who is referred to as the harper. The unhappy man is showing unmistakable signs of insanity. He decides to desert the actor's troupe, but is dissuaded by Wilhelm. Goethe's words deeply affected the composer Wolf, who, being syphilitic, had good reason to dread madness, a fate which was to overtake him only 8 years after writing the music for this song. Listen to the way the piano is offbeat during the first strophe. The almost childlike words reflect the crazed man's view of his future. I will creep from door to door, stand humble as pious hands offer me food. I'll shed a tear, not knowing why. If you can, go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins to follow the translation. The harp player from Goethe's Wilhelm Meister, seeing himself begging from door to door. The baritone was Hermann Pry with Leonard Hawkinson piano. These Hugo Wolf songs aren't easily appreciated the first time through, so let's hear that again, this time with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Gerald Moore.
Still und sitzen wir.
That was Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau baritone with Gerald Moore piano in the 1960 recording of the Goethe poem of the Old Harper as set to music by Hugo Wolf. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing the lieder that Wolf set to the Goethe poems from Wilhelm Meister. Let's return to the fascinating character Mignon and the poem that was set famously by Tchaikovsky, known as None But the Lonely Heart. Mignon seems to experience these feelings as she sings them, especially as set by Hugo Wolf. Listen for the way that the vocal line rises or falls, the tempo slackens or quickens throughout the song. At the same time, there's almost no change in the seamless texture of the music, balanced perfectly between the singer and the pianist. We'll hear Elisabeth Schwarzkopf sing, "Only those who know yearning can fathom grief like mine." You can find the original Goethe poem and English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Such sensitive singing from Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with Gerald Moore piano. That was a vintage recording made at a time when Elisabeth Schwarzkopf was in her prime, but also able to sound fragile and suffering as demanded by the Goethe poem. We'll hear the Hugo Wolf setting again, and this time in a modern recording with Christian Oelze. Notice some of the rhymes. Kent, Trent, Ment, Brent, and the less exact rhymes of Leide, Freude, Seite, Weite, Weide, and Leide. These seem so natural in Goethe's hands that they never seem forced, but rather flow from the thought of the suffering singer. Only those who know yearning can fathom grief like mine.
Ich lade.
None but the lonely heart, or really, only those who know yearning can fathom grief like mine. Sung by Christiane Hoelse, soprano, with Eric Schneider, piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, the Goethe birthday celebration, with Hugo Wolf's settings of poems from Goethe's Wilhelm Meister. Let's return to A Song of the Harper. This poem seems especially touching to me. Who never ate his bread with tears, who never sat through miserable nights weeping on his bed, doesn't know you, heavenly powers. This crazed old man is racked with guilt. The fragile Mignon, whom we've heard earlier, is the child of the harper and his sister. Hardly any wonder, then, that this song is so deeply felt, sad, anxious, and, as Goethe writes, a plaintive lament that penetrates deeply into the listener's soul. You'll hear how Wolf mixes melody and recitative. The music combines falling phrases of desolate loneliness with crazed submissiveness and abject dependency. When you hear Hermann Prey sing this, there is the feeling of an unstable person at the same time that his beautiful baritone seems to caress each line. The poem and translation can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This 1973 recording of Hermann Prey with Leonard Hokanson in the final Harper's Song sounds so modern. Hugo Wolf knew how to write a song so that each element, in which the prelude, the body, or the postlude all sound as one indivisible unit. You'll hear the same care that you heard from Hermann Prey in Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau's performance. the clear diction, and an almost defiant anger in the second strophe when he sings that the heavenly powers have led him into life and let him become guilty, then abandoned him to torment. You're listening to the Singing and Other Sins Goethe Birthday Celebration with Hugo Wolf's setting of poems from Goethe's Wilhelm Meister. We just heard Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau baritone with Gerald Moore piano in that 1960 classic recording of the final Harper's song. The most famous of Hugo Wolf's Goethe settings is his Mignon song known as Kennst du das Land? Do you know the land? Mignon was born in Italy and abducted and brought into Germany, a beaten and half-starved waif forced to dance and sing in a troupe of traveling entertainers. In this poem, she remembers, as if in a dream, the beauty of her southern homeland, its splendor, the mountain paths over which she was brought by her captors. She begs Wilhelm to take her home. You'll hear a live 1956 Carnegie Hall performance with Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and George Reeves' piano. I mention the piano because it adds so much to the thrill of the song. It's not that distinct in the live recording, but still adds tension and excitement. You can find the words and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Thank you.
Kennst du das Land? Do you know the land? Was performed by Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with George Reeves' piano. Words by the birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Wolfgang von Goethe. Music by the tormented Hugo Wolf. Both his musical gifts and his unstable mind find highest expression in this final song of Mignon. The intense power of his music, even just in the piano part, is a splendid conception beyond anything attempted by many other composers who've set these same words. To quote Eric Sams, one of the foremost experts in this genre of art song, "It stands high among the world's most memorable songs." In the following modern recording with Christian Oelze and Eric Schneider, the piano part will be more easily appreciated.
Thank you.
Christiane Oelze, and Eric Schneider in a magnificent performance of Hugo Wolf's setting of Goethe's Kennst du das Land? Do you know the land? Oelze is able to fill the words with great sound without sounding like an opera singer. She is always within the framework of the poem and Mignon's fragile character. Now a special treat. Wolf himself orchestrated this Kennst du das Land, and I have a fine recording with Mitsuko Shirai with the Radio Symphonie Orchester Berlin, conducted by David Shallon. I hope you enjoy it. In comparing it to the piano version, think about what it gains or loses.
Stimmt.
This has been the Singing in Other Sins Goethe birthday celebration with the music of Hugo Wolf. You can find previous programs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. There, you can also leave your suggestions and comments. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.